Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special mini-sode of Every Horror Movie on Netflix, the show where we watch, review, and discuss every horror movie on Netflix. I'm Patrick, and I'm here all by myself today to fill you in on what's in store for the next era of this podcast. If you listened to our last episode, you're already aware that my dear friends and longtime co-hosts, Chris and Steven, have left the show after 7 years, but they've assured us all that they'll return to guest occasionally, and they've given me their blessing to carry the show on without them. In true horror fashion, Amon is coming back from the dead. That's spelled D-E-D, of course. After taking a little time off to recover from the holidays and plan things out, I'm pleased to announce that we're going to resume a regular release schedule starting 2 weeks from now on February 13th. But in the interim, I want to share a few changes you can expect when we return. And I want to emphasize that a bunch of these changes were very much inspired by you, our beloved listeners. I put out a listener survey a few weeks ago to get a sense of what y'all wanted from this next phase of Amon, and boy did you show up for that. I got so many more responses than I was expecting, and that feedback is truly invaluable. I want to make this next iteration of the podcast the best it can be for you, and I appreciate you telling me what's important to you and what isn't. So with that in mind, here are 5 changes coming your way when Every Horror Movie on Netflix relaunches on February 13th. Number 1, a new cast. You're not rid of me yet, I'll still be one of your faithful recurring co-hosts. But of course, Steven and Chris have left us, so I'll be joined by 2 new regular co-hosts. I'm not going to say who just yet, but I will say they'll be familiar voices if you're a regular listener. In the listener survey, you said that chemistry among the co-hosts is the most important thing about the show to you, and I don't think you'll be disappointed. Number 2, you're going to get a lot more Amon than you've been used to for a while. Over the 7-plus years this show has been going so far, we've gone from weekly releases to twice monthly to just pure chaos. I don't even know what we were doing there for a while. In the listener survey, you said you want more of this show. I do too, so we're going to make it happen. Starting on February 13th, we are going back to a weekly schedule with new episodes dropping every Thursday. You demanded it, you get it, and we're going to deal with whatever burnout we incur getting it to you. Number 3, we're going to have a little bit of a format change. We heard from y'all that, all things considered, you like hearing us talk about horror in general, but you're not as married to the discussion being about Netflix horror in particular. Now, rest assured, we're not deviating from the program too much. 3 of our 4 monthly episodes will be good old Netflix horror reviews, just like you're used to. But we're going to devote the remaining 1 episode a month to horror catch-up. We've always tried to breeze through horror catch-up in a quick segment at the top of each episode, and we've so often had to check ourselves, either in the moment or in the editing process, to make sure it didn't become an episode in its own. Well, now it's going to be exactly that. We'll go deep every month on all the new and classic horror media we've discovered outside of the quest of watching every horror movie on Netflix. And there may be more format changes to come. We'll keep adding new features and being open-minded about the format of the show as it progresses, so keep telling us what you do and don't like. We'll listen. Number 4, we've got some social media changes coming your way. The one I can announce for now is that we're done with what our dear departed pal Chris has dubbed Nazi-owned X. To be honest, we've seen you engage with us less and less on the platform formerly known as Twitter, and frankly, the culture of X overall has just gotten so far away from anything this show stands for, so that account is going bye-bye real soon. We'll still be on Facebook and Instagram for the time being, but we'll also be moving into the future by joining a couple of new social media channels. More on that very soon, but I can say you'll be seeing more of our faces than you're used to. That may be a pro for some and a con for many others, so, you know, shield your eyes if you need to. Number 5, this is coming just a little further down the line, but we're going to be trying a few things to make it so we can stop paying out of pocket for our web hosting, and maybe even make a little money for our work on the show too. We've heard that you're willing to give us your money, so very soon we'll have a way for you to do that, and get some cool extra Amon perks while you're at it. But don't worry, chipping in will not be required to continue listening. The show will always remain free for those who want it. So that's it. Five changes coming your way when Amon Proper returns on February 13th. The only thing I have left to share is the next movie we're watching, in case you want to check it out before the next episode hits. The first movie pick of this new era is chosen by one of our new co-hosts, who will be revealing themselves and explaining their pick next episode. But their pick is S. Craig Zahler's Bone Tomahawk, starring Kurt Russell. And in typical Amon fashion, I'll give you the little Netflix blurb summary of the movie. In the Old West, a sheriff and a small posse encounter unspeakable atrocity while tracking the cave-dwelling cannibals who kidnapped several settlers. I saw this one a while ago, and it really stuck with me, so I'm excited to discuss it with my two new co-hosts and all of you on February 13th, so we will see you then. Thank you so much for your patience and for your incredible outpouring of love and support as we've navigated this transition for the show. I certainly would not be continuing the show without it, and I know I speak for Chris, Steven, and your new co-hosts when I say it's deeply, deeply appreciated. That's all I've got until February 13th. For every horror movie on Netflix, this is Patrick. Looking forward to discussing movies with you again real soon.